The following financial professionals have asked the question that I will now put to the senior managers present at this event. Alberto Gandolfi, Goldman Sachs, Fernando García, Royal Bank of Canada, Rob Pulley, Morgan Stanley, Jorge Alonso, Bernstein, Gonzalo Sánchez Bordona, UBS, Manuel Palomo, Exane BNP, Pedro Alves, CaixaBank, Peter Vistiga, Bank of America, José Javier Ruiz, Barclays, Javier Garrido, JP Morgan, Michael Charlton, Santander, Jorge Guimaraes, JB Capital Markets, Javier Suárez, Mediobanca, and finally, Mark Itapkuen from Berenberg. The first question is related to the guidance 2024. Can you please confirm the basis for the new high single-digit growth? Can you confirm the baseline use and whether Mexico capital gains is included?
So, the first thing I would like to clarify that our 2024 guidance is based on 2023 reported net profit, not on recurrent net profit. Basis for 2024 guidance, so, is in 2023 reported net profit of €4,103 million. So, it excludes any capital gain for asset rotation and partnership. Does not consider Mexico transaction capital gain of any another resulting from alliance of asset rotation. So what that include? Growth drivers. New investment of $12 billion, as I mentioned, in networks with new rate cases in Brazil and United States, new transmission investment, UK additional revenues for investment under RIIO-ED2 and T2, and in production and customer, the strong renewable production in Iberia, additional capacity that I strongly mentioned of offshore wind, 100% of all energy sold at prices secure, higher reserve for manageable resources, reserves. The consequence is what I mentioned, is increase the outlook from 5-7 growth in net profit to high single-digit growth.
Second one regarding Mexico capital gain. What is going to be the final use of Mexico capital gains?
So as traditionally we will use it to maximize future growth.
Next is regarding again to guidance 2024. Given the good Q1 24 results, can we expect further additional guidance hikes throughout the year as occurred in 2023?
So I insist on that. Given the first quarter result, we have increased our guidance to give you the most updated information, as always with us. Of course, if there are any other trends along the year that make us update it again, we will do it. But at this point, we are comfortable with this high single-digit guidance I'm giving to you.
Next is regulation 1.2 revenues tax in Spain. When should we expect news about the CAPEX deduction mechanism in Spain revenue tax?
No recent news, but we expect investment in the energy transition will become deductible as announced by the government. Nevertheless, you have to know that we have this tax, we are already deductible in our profit because we have already our fiscal resin in the country Basque.
Next is related to the net debt guidance for 2024. When should we expect net debt for 2024 to be?
Pepe?
Yeah, as I mentioned last time, we are thinking about 47 billion euros net debt, excluding, the minorities purchase. If in the end the minorities of Avangrid is purchased before the year end, obviously we'll have to add that amount to the 47 billion.
Next is related to the net debt, but in Q1. Could you comment on the Q net debt evolution?
In the first quarter, as we mentioned, we have had the cash, the 5.4 billion of the Mexico divestment. We have had a record investment quarter, as the chairman has explained. In addition to that, on treasury terms, we've paid a little bit more. So we've ended up with a capex of over $3 billion. We have also had the impact of the dividend payment in this quarter, that it was around $1.4 billion. In addition to that, we have had another $300 million of FX negative evolution and a little bit of working capital and other. No, typically in this first quarter, it's the quarter in which we have more more of the bills to collect. Okay, so in that sense, normally there is a slightly negative impact on the working capital in this first quarter that it is absorbed during the rest of the year. That is what has driven us this 47.8 to 44.9. But as I was mentioning, we are maintaining the 47 billion guidance that I gave you, you know, in the previous results presentation.
Next is related to the Avangrid results. What do you expect for U.S. grids at EBITDA level in 2024? Will the recovery in return on equity be reflected in 2024 or gradually throughout 2026? Is it a cost issue or revenues recognition?
Pepe?
Well, as we are expecting, you know, a strong performance in the EBITDA in grids, basically, as we were saying, driven by the New York rate case. So I think that this year we are expecting this strong performance. As I mentioned in this presentation, there is a negative, almost $100 million impact coming from IFRS accounting due to commodity purchases that will reverse through the year. So basically, we are still looking for a very, very strong performance of our U.S. Business, mainly due to networks in 24.
Next is regarding the CCGTs in Spain situation. You apparently recently announced the closure of all CCGTs plants before 2030. What will be the backup technology for renewables in the future?
So we are not planning to close our combined cycles, I think, the first point. And this because I think in the short term they provide firm capacity, which is key for the reliability and security of the system. I think even it's going to be more relevant in the current scenario of nuclear closure. We need already, the fact is that we need already mechanisms for the economic viability. I think the system operator is now signaling the problem, so I think it's not only about, even the Commission is mentioned that one. The electricity market reform, which has been recently approved by the European Commission, consider this capacity mechanism, and the Spanish government is as well initiating the process to carry out this system, which I think is going to be already in the next few months. So I think is the fact that we are not closing this combined cycle is absolutely compatible with our targets, given the lower emission linked to lower production. I think we are going to produce much. I think they will secure, but they will not produce large number of hours. And I think in the emission they will make, we'll offset the emission with another mechanism.
Next is regarding networks in Spain and the regulatory situation. Can you provide an update on the discussion with the CNMC regarding the update of the allowed WACC expected for 2026? What are your suggestions for the regulator?
Armando?
Good morning. Yes, I think there is now an open consultation from the CNMC. We always said that we need a huge amount of investment in networks, as we explained in the Capital Markets Day. We expect that the rate of return will be something similar as we are seeing in other countries where energy transition is taking very seriously the development of networks. In Spain, the need of networks is very, very high. There is a huge opportunity for data centers, and we are very confident that the government will move through this direction and will put networks development as one of the main priorities of the energy transition.
Regarding energy hedging in Spain and UK, Could you please update on hedge volumes for 2025 and 2026?
Armando?
Yes, as the chairman has said, 100% of the energy this year is already sold. From the period 25-26 in Spain, 75% is already closed in a wholesale price in line with the plan that we presented, and the final price for customers should be something around 95 to 105, something around that. In the UK, during the period 25-26, we have secured 65%, is in line with the market references.
Question 11, demand growth. How much do you expect power demand to grow across your main regions, Spain, US, UK, over the coming 5 years, and what will be the drivers?
So I think I mentioned already in CFD clearly that electrification is unstoppable. So I think it's, the electrification in the current advanced economies is already growing in between 1.5% and 2%. And the developing countries is growing more than 3% per annum. So a share of electricity still, you have to be aware, is represent only 20 to 25% of the total energy consumption worldwide. And I think that the expectation in this share grows by 30-35%. By 2030, according with the dates, the data of International Agency. And I think from 2030, the expectation is that it will be booming because of the more electrification in many, many uses. Which are the main drivers? I think transport is already, according with the information published today, is expected to multiply by 4. By 2030 and by 19, by 2050, electrical transport. In buildings, cooling and heating, is more than 50% will be already electricity by 2040. And in industry, the expectation is to increase by 60% by 2040 and continue growing to 2050. What are other vectors of this increase in demand? I think digitalization, artificial intelligence, and data centers are key drivers, which are doubling the demand already now by 2026. There's countries like United States, which today the demand for data centers is on the range to 6 to 8%, and the expectation is to double in the next 2-3 years. So I think there are certain uses today, then heating, with today are below 200 degrees centigrade, which is going to be massively using electrification instead of boilers. So I think it's, I insist, data centers, transport, and industry sectors like food, beverage, tobacco, paper, chemical sectors. So I think only these three sectors, I think food, paper, industry, chemical sectors, are consuming in Spain 70 terawatt-hours, which is roughly close to 30% of the total Spanish demand. So I think a piece of that one will change drastically the electrification of the country.
Next is related to the power prices in Spain. We have seen that wholesale electricity prices in Spain have been frequently at 0 megawatt-hour during the month of April. Which impact do you expect from this phenomenon? What are the short-term solutions to solve it?
Armando?
So lower prices due to renewables penetration, I think we were anticipated in the capital markets day. In our models, when we presented, that was very clear that there will be something like that. We maintain our price estimation based on these early periods of low prices. Negative prices response to a very specific situation. We can see that very lowest demand period in the year, heavy rainfall since October that is increased the reserves in a level of 85% in our case, and also we have a high wind productable during the year, and also the increase in PV penetration. So this is something like we expected, that with all this phenomenon is disappearing, prices will go to normal. But in any case, we must add that thanks to our hydro pump storage, we are able to capture a huge value of the price volatility from the market.
The next is related to the Avangrid minorities deal. Javi Iberdrola and the unaffiliated committee began discussion on the terms of the deal, or are you just waiting for their response after assessing the offered terms? Also, do you expect the unaffiliated committee to consult with shareholders before making its recommendations?
I think the board has delegated to the Banggood Special Board Committee to already to do whatever necessary for analyze and to nominate advisors to talk whatever they will consider. After it, special committee, the negotiation will follow with the CELU, depending as well on the special committee. If eventually we agree the merger agreement signed, it will start regulatory approval process. So I think we will keep you informed in the next few months. But I think we are making all the process in a very, very transparent manner, with a special Avangrid independent board committee is doing whatever necessary to give already the proper analysis and to negotiate with Iberdrola the terms after their analysis is made for themselves and for the advisors they will nominate.
Next, on M&A, is the company actively scouting for some opportunities to reinvest the cash in from the sale of Mexico? In which sector and geographies is the company intention to grow? Any update on the pending asset rotations?
I think when we make already our proposal of asset rotation and partnership in 2022, I think is somewhere static. So I think now all our 2025 plan is fully completed, either in asset rotation, either in partnership targets. But we have many additional opportunities in advanced stage. But we would like to be selective. I think our focus now is on partnerships, partnerships with make already value creation, with give us the opportunity of build more projects. Through this partnership, we can share risk in the construction phases and cases. And I think something which is very important, our commitment with decarbonization is 100%. And I think that can help to accelerate decarbonization with our own resources, with the resources of our partners.
Next is on the current on-fashion topic of data centers. Press argued that you may consider entering into the data center business. Which could be the rationale behind such move, and what synergies could you extract from this activity?
So we are in this one. We are already in this moment a contract signed for supply electricity for more than 7 terawatt hours to our to customers in Europe and United States. But I think for us it's a very interesting angle to catalyze this new electricity demand. And I think we would like to contribute already using our capabilities to make that this data center can be developed and can be put in operation. So what we are making is analyzing how to maximize not only this potential growth demand, electricity growth demand, but as well to maximize the value we can already provide and using our capabilities. So saying that, I think is it's not new. We are already in this segment. We are in talks with many people, and we will try to help as much as we can all those companies which are developing these data centers to be beside for providing with our capabilities in electricity, in power, and whatever things we can already give to them, to make already to accelerate the process for these data centers in the countries we have already present.
And last question received is about supply market in Spain. Can you give color on supply market in Spain? Higher competition as prices are lower. What do you expect going forward?
So I think the main things we are observing is that there are already a move from customers from the liberalized market into regulated one. In the opposite direction, they were moving already the previous year. So I think they are more moving from regulated tariff. They were moving from regulated tariff to liberalized because the conditions were more attractive. Now they are moving to the regulated one. And but I think in any case we are keeping and maintaining our strong position. Based in what? We have very competitive energy cost. I think I mentioned very many times, we are not selling, we are selling depending what is our cost, not what is the market condition. That's why we have most our contracts are long-term hedging policies. We are selling most of electricity is already sold a long time. I think it's 100% this year electricity production is sold. Next year is probably 80, 90% already sold. And why we can make that one? Because we have the production which is not depending on the variable cost of the fossil fuels, and because we have already, as Armando was mentioning, storage capacity that we can benefit already in the moments where the market prices, both market prices are very low, we can already store electricity. We beat our record of storing electricity in a quarter, more than 2.5 terawatt hours. And we have already offering to the customers not only a tariff, but a range of products, included smart solutions and another thing. So that's why I think as a whole, our total customer base in Spain has far less volatility than other competitors. We hasn't such not there has not such a competitive advantage as we have already as we can offer. So that's why we are already quite satisfied how the things are performing.
Okay. Without further questions, please allow me to give the floor to Mr. Galán to conclude this event.
So thank you very much for taking part of this conference call. I remind you again that the 17th of May, we will hold the AGM, which will be already attended through different digital channels, but as well we have already present in Bilbao. You are welcome. You would like to be there. So in any case, related to this quarter result, our investor relations team will be, as always, available for any additional information you may require. Thank you very much, and you are invited to be with us on the 17th of May. Thank you.